USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-ended G7 summit did little, if anything, to reduce the friction between President Trump and other world leaders when it comes to the tariffs Trump has ordered on imported steel and aluminum. At word that some of the nations, like Canada, were planning to retaliate, Trump said before he left the G7,
"Well, if they retaliate, they're making a mistake."
Then after President Trump leaves the G7 early to head to his Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un, the Canadian Prime Minister does announce retaliatory measures against the U.S. for those steel and aluminum tariffs. That prompts Trump to blast Trudeau in a tweet in which he also says the U.S. will not endorse the G7 communique that was signed by the six other leaders.
Justify as the 13th Triple Crown winner!
That is heard on NBC late yesterday as Justify won the Belmont Stakes. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
As President Trump said this week, he approaches this summit with confidence.
That's Vice President Mike Pence as he was speaking to the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference in Washington last night. President Trump has arrived in Singapore for that summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Before President Trump left the G7 summit to head to Singapore, he said of his expectations,
"I think that very quickly I'll know whether or not something good is going to happen. I also think I'll know whether or not it will happen fast."
Trump and Kim Jong-un now in Singapore, where the actual summit is set for Tuesday. Could another summit be brewing? As Russian President Vladimir Putin said today, he is ready to meet with President Trump as soon as preparations for such a meeting can be made. Speaking to reporters during a visit to China, Putin suggested Vienna would be a good location for such a summit. He's also suggested that they could do it as soon as everyone's schedules permit. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A gator attack in Florida leaves a woman dead, and now the gator is dead too. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Authorities in Florida say search teams have located the body of the woman killed by an alligator in Davie, Florida. The 47-year-old was walking her dogs near a lake when she was attacked. Officer Ronald Washington is with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Initial necropsy revealed human remains in the gator.
A trapper hired by authorities removed the 12-foot, 6-inch alligator from the pond and killed it. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Melons are now being recalled because of a new salmonella outbreak. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Federal health officials are tracking a new salmonella outbreak that's blamed on pre-cut melons. At least 60 people have been sickened in 5 Midwestern states. More than 30 have gone to the hospital. The suspected source is a Cato food plant in Indianapolis. Watch out for watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut mixed melons. So far, no one has died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And works that began as movies and TV shows and then morphed into plays are some of the featured nominees at the Tony Awards that are being held in New York City tonight. Hits like SpongeBob SquarePants, Mean Girls, and Frozen are among those vying for top honors. The 72nd Annual Tony Awards will air tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. For USA Radio News,